This is a Fox News alert punishing Russia, Elisa Brady. A new round of sanctions aimed at hitting the Russian leader in the wallet as he attacks Ukraine.
The Russian military has begun a brutal assault on the people of Ukraine. Without provocation, without justification, without necessity, this is a premeditated attack.
President Biden moments ago announcing new economic penalties and a NATO summit to convene tomorrow.
For weeks, we have been warning that this would happen. And now it's unfolding largely as we predicted.
He is emphasizing again that U.S. forces are not in Europe to fight in Ukraine or to engage with Russia, but he is sending more U.S. forces to Germany. He says President Putin chose this war and that he and his country will bear the consequence with sanctions designed to maximize the long-term impact on Russia and minimize the impact on the U.S. This includes cutting off more Russian banks from the U.S. financial system. Congressman Adam Schiff chairs the House Intelligence Committee.
We're going to need to, I think, dramatically escalate the sanctions that we place on Russia for this act of naked aggression by the Kremlin dictator.
He says Russia should be cut off from the international banking system for an unprovoked and unjustified assault. British Prime Minister Boris Johnson also freezing the assets of major Russian banks in the UK.
Now we see him for what he is. A bloodstained aggressor who believes in imperial conquest.
Johnson says he's convinced President Putin would have attacked his neighbor no matter what the West did, despite weeks of diplomatic efforts. The UN Security Council expected to vote on a resolution condemning Russia and demanding an immediate withdrawal, but that will face a veto from Russia. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Recapping the remarks is still underway by President Biden at the White House this hour. He's announcing a new round of sanctions targeting Russia over its invasion of Ukraine, specifically targeting Russian banks, oligarchs, and high-tech sectors. The U.S. and its allies blocking assets of four large Russian banks, imposing export controls as well, along with sanctioning the oligarchs. He's also sending more U.S. forces to Germany, but saying again, they're not there to engage with Russia or fight in Ukraine. Turning a corner on COVID, at least for now, in many areas.
We've not seen an increase in cases, which is what we've been monitoring very closely. So that, again, is very good news.
New York Governor Kathy Hochul says hospitals can resume elective procedures and surgeries a day after the state lifted its indoor mask mandate. But uncertainty remains about what's been called stealth Omicron, a mutant version, now blamed for more than a third of new Omicron cases around the world. Early research suggests it spreads even faster than the original Omicron, but vaccines appear just as effective against it. The Justice Department suing a large healthcare provider over a multi-billion-dollar deal to buy a tech company.
The lawsuit seeks to block United Healthcare, the country's largest health insurer, from purchasing Change Healthcare, which is a technology company. The plan has been in the works since January 2021, when United Healthcare said it would buy the company to integrate its analytics and revenue management abilities and would spend as much as $8 billion to make it happen. The DOJ is concerned the purchase will hurt competition among health insurers. A spokesman for United Healthcare called the Justice Department's position flawed and said plans would be vigorously defended. Gernal Scott, Fox News.
A sell-off continues on Wall Street after Russia's attack on Ukraine. The Dow's down more than 500 points. I'm Lisa Brady. This is Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.